Whether you need personal savings, powerful business solutions, we have you covered. Experience world-class digital banking right here at your doorstep. Visit us today at City Mall Solwezi. Let's grow together. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, a better way to bank.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to Millennium Radio Evening News at 18. Here are the headlines. ECZ set April 15th for the start of presidential nomination fee payments. Catholic priest calls for resignation over Onza sanitation crisis after student's death. Nuclear watchdog calls for maximum military restraint after power plant incident.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Macy Chanika. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has set April 15, 2026 as the commencement date for the payment of presidential nomination fees for the aspiring candidates who wish to have their supporters pre-processed at the provincial centres. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has, however, expressed concern over misinformation circulating on various social media platforms suggesting that nomination fees for all candidates in the August 2026 general elections will be paid on April 15, 2026. Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro clarified that the date applies only to the presidential candidates seeking to pre-process their supporters in the provincial centres. He says the date does not include nomination fees for aspiring candidates for the National Assembly, mayors and councillors. He has explained that allowing presidential candidates to begin paying nomination fees from April 15th is an administrative measure aimed at reducing the cost of transporting at least 1,000 supporters to Lusaka. Mr. Kasaro added that presidential candidates are required by law to mobilize and be supported by at least 100 registered voters from each province. Mr. Kasaro dismissed claims that the commission has begun receiving nomination fees from aspiring candidates prior to the dissolution of parliament, noting that prepayment of nomination fees by presidential candidates is not a new practice. Meanwhile, Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation says the decision by ECZ to clarify on the issue of nomination is welcome, as it would have brought about mistrust between the commission and the stakeholders. Organization Executive Gideon Musonda has stated that there is need for the commission to ensure that it is quick when it comes to communicating issues relating to the electoral process to prevent misinformation.
Nomination fees, you know, for the presidential aspiring candidates for 2026 election. I think that we assist in curbing further, you know, spread misinformation out there. However, we want to urge the Electoral Commission of Zambia that they need to be proactive, you know, in disseminating, the electoral activities. Whether it is administrative or otherwise, it's important that the commission, you know, proactively communicate, you know, to all the stakeholders.
Economic analyst Henry Muleya has urged government to reconsider the current use of the country's fuel infrastructure, warning that failing to operate a functional oil refinery leaves Zambia exposed to global shocks. Mr. Muleya says the decision to turn the Indeni facility into a mere conduit for fuel distribution has weakened the country's energy security, especially in the wake of geopolitical tension, such as the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. He stressed that government must prioritize revamping the refinery to restore its full operations rather than limiting it to packaging and distribution. Mr. Mulea notes that restoring refinery operations would increase the strategic value of the asset while improving sustainability in the sector. He further observed that the current arrangement where private players also use the same pipeline infrastructure places an unfair burden on Ndeni management. Mr. Mulea has since called for the policy to shift that will strengthen Zambia's energy resilience and safeguard the country against external supply disruptions.
The country without its own refinery, obviously, is very vulnerable, and you can see what has happened with the conflict in the Middle East. I think we start with the government needs to reconsider the position of using Ndeni just as a conduit for packaging oil. At least then we look at ways of modernizing it and ensuring that we're able to run our own refinery. With that done, I think, first of all, the strategic asset is going to be of higher value to the nation, but also, I think the operations will be more sustainable if it runs as a refinery. If you look at the arrangements in the current state, even though Ndeni is being used as a conduit, there are private players also who are participating in this conveyance of through the same pipeline that Ndeni was tonight.
Catholic priest Father Andrew Chewe Mukosa has demanded the resignation of those responsible for the sanitation crisis at the University of Zambia Unza following the death of a student. Father Mukosa, who serves as parish priest at St. Francis Kapesha Parish in Mansa, says Unza management, officers in charge of sanitation, Lusaka Water, and the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation must take full responsibility for both the crisis and the loss of life. He has stressed that if the officers involved fail to resign voluntarily, police authorities must take decisive action and dismiss them. The clergyman has further called on those responsible to show remorse and issue a public apology, stating that the dignity of human life must never be compromised.
Even to the university, before we talk about what has happened. And the other thing is that let's talk about what has happened. If there is negligence, who should be blamed? Somebody should resign over such a thing. But you don't see it in Zambia. Somebody should resign over the death of that student, because that student had a tutor. That is the breadwinner that has died. Somebody who was progressing, somebody who was at Unza, who was trying to do his studies, is somebody who is going to maybe contribute to national development in a few years' time. And yes, we lose a life in the sewer just like that. My problem today is this. I don't see remorsefulness with the bodies that are involved. First of all, I don't see remorsefulness in the Unza management.
Lusaka town clerk Liftali Ndaba says government, in collaboration with the Ministry of Transport, is undertaking measures to expand Kulima bus station and address persistent flooding challenges. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Ndaba says the local authority is currently identifying additional land to support the expansion project, which is aimed at easing congestion and improving operations at the facility. He explains that the works include upgrading existing infrastructure with particular focus on improving drainage systems to enhance water flow and reduce flooding during the rainy season. Mr. Ndaba notes that the partnership with the Ministry of Transport is key in ensuring the successful implementation of the project and long-term sustainability of the station. He has expressed confidence that once the upgrades are completed, cases of flooding at Kulima bus station will be significantly reduced, creating a safer and more efficient environment for commuters and traders.
If you know, there is some land for 3 hectares, but it belongs to private land. Somewhere where it's opposite the junction of Kafir Road and Kumumba Road. There's that land there. So we're thinking of buying that land so that we could have another station there. But unfortunately, there is 3 hectares, but 1 hectare seems to have some court issues. Then we are also considering maybe going up. So those are the options.
And now, business news.
The Zambia Consumer Association has expressed concern that fuel supply situation that has led the commodity increase will have far-reaching implications on the cost of living for ordinary citizens. ZACA Executive Director Juba Sakala says the rise in diesel by 6 kwacha and petrol by 80 ngwe, though anticipated due to ongoing conflicts in the Gulf region, will significantly strain households and businesses. Mr. Sakala explains that diesel, which is central to production and distribution, is heavily relied upon by manufacturers, transporters and retailers.